This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, the longest, well, actually, it's the second longest airplane flight in the world. But first, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is here. He joins us every Friday, and we always look to him to tell us what's going to happen next out there in the wide world of politics. Juan, the convention's over. What's up for Kerry and Edwards?
Well, you know, it was a long night, Noah. Both of them really never got a drop of sleep as they went straight from the convention into meetings, celebrations, and now it's right onto the campaign trail, trying to make sure that people get a sense of them personally coming out of the convention. Edwards and Kerry will be on three of the five Sunday morning TV shows this week, so you can see they're trying to make sure that their message keeps being driven home during this time.
Am I right about this, Juan? In the old days, after the convention, people would take some time off before Labor Day and start the start of the real campaign?
Exactly right, Noah. People have to recall back in 1988 when Michael Dukakis, after a very successful convention that got him a very strong bounce in the polls, took some time off, went away to Western Massachusetts, took a leafy vacation in that wonderful part of the country. But many people regard that as the moment in which he lost the election, because that convention bounce immediately dissipated, and the sense was that he had retired from the playing field. So what you saw in 92 was Bill Clinton, immediately after the convention, get out on the campaign trail, and you're seeing that lesson now, that example being followed by John Kerry in 2004.
Now, you have just returned this morning from Boston. I guess after every convention, everybody says, gee, we're excited. We're going out and spread the larger message to the rest of the world, and we're re-energized. Our party is great. I'm sure they feel that way.
Oh, they do. It was a very energetic and successful convention. I mean, what you've got to understand, the goals for the convention was to avoid public division among the Democrats, especially over the war in Iraq. There was some talk about having a platform position that would have set a date for withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. That whole dispute was put to bed early. Secondly, they wanted to avoid bashing President Bush, and for the most part, they did it. And third, they wanted to introduce John Kerry and John Edwards to the American people. And I think that John Edwards and John Kerry did a fine job of that. So what you have is, coming out of this convention, tremendous unity among Democrats, and in fact, tremendous sense that John Kerry has a chance to win, which is not something that many of these Democrats did not have going in.
Now, what is that narrative line of the strategy between now and the election?
Well, the narrative line is, you know, stronger at home, respected in the world. But I think it's also a matter of the idea that this is an opportunity to restore trust and credibility. And this is exact language coming from the Kerry speech on Thursday night. Trust and credibility, the red meat that he really threw to people who are the core Democrats who are angry at the White House, angry at George W. Bush, was to say he's not going to have a vice president who will have secret meetings to discuss energy policy and harm the environment. He said, secondly, he's not going to have an attorney general who will violate the Constitution, referring to the Patriot Act and John Ashcroft. And third, he said he's not going to have a secretary of defense who will ignore the advice of military leaders, especially with regard to post-war efforts. And so he was touching on really, for my mind, the hot-button issues that the delegates wanted to hear to energize that base. And now he's going to go out and try to spread that message across the country, stopping place by place, city by city, hoping to capitalize on local media attention as he goes into the month of August.
The Republicans now get to bat in the last half of the ninth inning. They've seen the cards on the table, and what are they going to do in response to this convention?
Well, I think the Republican line was on display at this convention, because the Republicans had literally an opposition research and what they called a war room organization just a few blocks away from the Fleet Center in Boston, where the Democratic convention was held. And the line was, these people are liberals. These people don't believe in defending the country. They're not capable of defending the country, that Republicans are the ones who can truly stand up to terrorists and provide for homeland security. All of these kinds of issues are going to come out large, but you're going to see, if you thought you saw a lot of generals and veterans at the Democratic convention, you're going to see more of them at the Republican convention with a little bit of a twist. There's going to be the commemoration of 9/11 just a few days after the Republican convention is held. President Bush will have many opportunities to signal the memory of the people who died during 9/11. But this whole convention and the Republican convention will focus on foreign policy and the war issue. For Kerry, it was a matter of saying, you can trust me to take control during a time of war. And President Bush at his convention in late August, early September, will say, I'm the man who can keep control of the United States and our war on terror at this critical moment.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
Noah, always a pleasure.